1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. 2 weeks after deadly wildfires erupted on Maui, the search continues for hundreds considered unaccounted for.
Every single structure or area that's been damaged by the fire is being and will be searched for human remains.
Maui Police Chief John Pelletier says the FBI is helping in the search. ABC News has learned that an IT worker at former President Trump's Florida estate is now cooperating with Special Counsel Jack Smith in the classified documents case. Father of NFL player Caleb Farley, 61-year-old Robert Farley, was killed in a house explosion in Mooresville, North Carolina. Iredell County Emergency Management Director Kent Green says a gas leak was likely the cause.
For as large a house as that gas was there for a while. It finally found its way to an ignition source and caused the explosion.
A family friend in the home survived. This is ABC News. Iran's defense ministry unveiling a drone that looks like U.S.'s MQ-9 Reaper. Iran claims it could potentially reach Israel. In Pakistan, 8 people trapped on a cable car 900 feet in the air for hours in high winds. Prime Minister's office says all 8 were rescued via a zipline and a helicopter. Excessive heat alerts for 23 states, including northern Illinois. ABC's Alex Perez says heat index values of up to 115 degrees expected.
Officials here in the Chicago area have been warning people really since last week to take precautions as we head into these very hot temperatures. And that means not waiting until you feel that heat exhaustion to take those precautions. It means doing it beforehand, making sure your body doesn't overheat, staying hydrated, staying somewhere cool.
Some schools are delaying the start of classes. The price of rice is soaring. It's because India instituted a partial ban on exports, cutting global supply by about a fifth. Andy Field, ABC News.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. You'll find complete coverage of the first Republican presidential debate all day on your local Civic Media radio station.
All the show hosts will be broadcasting from the Deer District in Milwaukee. Listen live starting at 8 a.m. Then join Todd Alba and Kristen Bry at 6 as they talk with state and national political experts.
Special live coverage of the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee all day, Wednesday, August 23rd on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Site at latunjispalette.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're absolutely right, Dega. And this portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we have Rachel Dion Thunder on, and wow, that really rolls off my tongue. What a great name. Newly married, and welcome. And you are with the Indigenous Protector Movement, and I know we have an update that we want to get on right away and talk about. Welcome again for being on Native Roots Radio.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Robert. Yes, I'm with the Indigenous Protector Movement. It's a new organization that myself and others are starting based here out of South Minneapolis. But what I'm really coming on to talk to you all tonight is to kind of give you an update on some of the work that has been happening for Elder Leonard Peltier. And some of you might have seen some of these announcements already on social media, but Indian Collective is co-hosting with Amnesty International a caravan to Washington, D.C. that'll start at the Jumping Bull Camp on September the 7th and then be here in Minneapolis on the 8th and then on to Chicago and Pittsburgh with a action in D.C. On the 12th, on September the 12th, for Elder Peltier's 79th birthday. And so our organization, the Indigenous Protector Movement, the Little Earth Protectors, AIM, and other organizations here in South Minneapolis are all pitching in together to host the caravan as they come through Minneapolis. So on the 8th, we will be hosting a community feast and rally at Theater Field, which is a Friday, so September the 8th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. There will be food, there will be speakers, we'll have a drum group, and there also would be a chance for individuals to join the caravan to Washington, D.C. There are large charter buses with bathrooms and TVs that you can hop onto. You're just the form that you have to fill out to be able to go. All of your travel, your lodging, and food will be covered. And so we're really just trying to encourage as many people to participate as possible.
That's exciting news. And, you know, Rachel, we get listeners all the time. Maybe we can just do a quick over on Leonard Peltier and all the years he's been in prison and wrongfully so. If you could just give a quick overview on our Leonard Peltier.
Yeah, of course. Leonard Peltier is the longest held Indigenous political prisoner held by the United States government. Leonard Peltier has been wrongly incarcerated and held as an Indigenous political prisoner for nearly five decades. And enough is enough. A lot of organizations and prominent people over the years have come together and called for his clemency. He is actually coming up for parole in 2024. And so, as you know, Robert, we did the walk last year where we walked from Minneapolis to Washington, D.C. over a 2.5 month period of time. Mm-hmm. And this year there's the caravan happening. And so we want to keep as much attention and political pressure and public pressure and eyes on the White House as we approach 2024. And this potential for a parole or even clemency from Biden.
Exactly. And then we're here with Rachel Dion Thunder, and we're talking about, and she's with Indigenous Protectors Movement. And Rachel, one more time before we let you go, how do people get involved and the dates again?
So the caravan will begin on September the 7th in Jumping Bull, stop here in Minneapolis on the 8th, and then on to Chicago and Pittsburgh and into D.C. on September the 12th for an action there in Washington, D.C. from 12 to 2 p.m. And that'll be at the White House. If you want more information, you can go to Indian Collective's website, also to their social media pages and find these links. There's forms on there. There's a form you can fill out if you want to join the caravan.
Well, really appreciate your work, and we have not forgotten Leonard here on Native Roots Radio. We have a bumper with his voice we play almost daily, and then Haley ends the show, Free Leonard Peltier, every show. So we haven't forgotten our brother Leonard Peltier, and he's 79 years old. He's mm-hmm. convicted of two murders that he did not do, and there's no proof of it. And we need to get him out as soon as possible and bring him home.
Yeah, it's Robert. It's actually aiding and abetting. His charges are not for murder. It's for aiding and abetting when his two co-defendants were found not guilty. So who's he aiding and abetting? Himself?
Right. And then we just mm-hmm. talk about what happened with George Floyd, and the people that were aiding and abetting that murder only got 2 years. And he's been in for how long, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Rachel, I know you're busy, and things are happening, and it's 100 million degrees here in the Twin Cities. So I appreciate mm-hmm. you stopping by. Do you have any last words before we let you go?
I would say call the White House, write the White House, and never give up. Free Leonard Peltier.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rachel. I really appreciate you coming on, and maybe we can get another update before this action on the 7th.
Thank you, Robert.
All right. Have a great day. Wow. Just amazing, Haley. Leonard Peltier has been in for so long. He's 79 years old, and we need to get him out. And so this is great that it's still in the forefront and we're still talking about this. You know, Haley, there's things coming up. Maybe we should jump on real quick before we get the BA grandma on the show in the next segment. What do we have cooking here around the Twin Cities? And I know we're going to have a special show, and of course, the state fair is coming. What do you got for us?
Absolutely. Well, you know, today is Tuesday. We've got NACD, Native American Community Development Institute, down on the cultural corridor in Minneapolis, Franklin Avenue. They're going to be having their Four Sisters Farmers Market again this Thursday. Mm-hmm. I believe that runs through October, and that is every Thursday from 11 to 3 at 1414 East Franklin Avenue. And while you're there, check out the Powwow Grounds coffee. Get yourself a coffee or a smoothie. I know this Thursday the high is looking to be, I think it was 79 or maybe a high of 80, but definitely a lot cooler than it is today. So
and tomorrow. And then again, too, just to blow our own horn, Haley, we have our We have our booth at the State Fair at the West End Market, Native Roots Trading Post, our second year there, and really excited to see some people. We have some new products, some new swag, so come on down and check us out. And also on Sunday at the fair, Haley, we have Native American Heritage Day there, and that's pretty exciting, and I guess we'll be talking more about that as we get closer to it. And we'll be broadcasting, I want to say this too, live at the State Fair on Thursday and Friday, and maybe a couple other days depending on how we feel, but definitely Thursday and Friday. And we're excited to be at the fair as always and feel blessed. And, you know, with the Native Roots Trading Post, we're fighting appropriation one t-shirt at a time, Haley.
Exactly. Yeah. Come out and see us at the fair, West End Market. Come say hi and maybe get a shout out on air.
Haley will interview you while I'm drinking orange juice and having a Prano pup. Ho-wa.
There we go.
Right on. Hey, we got the BA Grandma on next with an update. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Attention, Native American community. We've come a long way in our fight against COVID-19. The emergency declaration may be over, but our responsibility to stay vigilant remains. It is crucial to remember that the virus is still among us, and we must continue to prioritize our health and the well-being of our loved ones and elders. Besides getting vaccinated, let's not forget the basics when we're around people who are still vulnerable to COVID-19. Wear your mask, wash your hands regularly, and take an at-home COVID-19 test if you have any symptoms. We've shown incredible strength and resilience throughout history, and we will triumph over this challenge as well. Let's honor our ancestors by taking care of one another and keeping our communities safe. Together, let's navigate uncertain times with courage and unity. Stay informed, stay safe, and remember that our actions today will shape a brighter future for our Native community. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
Your neighbors are talking about the Blue Line Extension, connecting North Minneapolis, Crystal, Robbinsdale, and Brooklyn Park to the light rail transit system.
I feel like a lot of times people, when they think about transit, it's like, well, it's a bus, it's a train, it's whatever. But it really isn't. It's a lifeline for many communities, and it feels like something that we really need here.
Hear more of this story and others at yourblueline.org.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Well, you had a pause there. I was like getting a, hey, what is it going to be? What's it going to be? Hey, we're here with Jill Ferguson, a Line 5, a water protector. We have an update with Jill, the BA Grandma. We really appreciate coming on and giving us an update. A lot going on. Welcome.
Lot going on. Yeah, thank you so much for getting me on last minute like this. So yesterday I had a pretrial, and it, you know, I gotta say the games that the judges, the entire system is playing is ridiculous. They disallow, you know, pertinent information, expert, you know, witness testimony. They'll call it irrelevant. Like we had presented two people that we wanted to be witnesses who have been on the ground on Line 3 with, you know, with Wadukuwat Amakwig and know exactly the devastation that Enbridge has caused to the ecosystem in Minnesota. And we wanted to have them on as expert witnesses, as to show, you know, we all know, you know, the indigenous people told us exactly what was going to happen if this pipeline went through to, you know, to this fragile ecosystem. And that's exactly what happened. So we wanted to present them to show that, you know, us water protectors were informed, you know, what was going to happen and if these went through. And it's why we took such drastic measures to try and stop this thing. So they don't want the juries to hear any of the truth. They don't want them to hear about the devastation that they caused. They don't want them to hear about the four aquifer breaches. And so it's become a very, very unfair. This is not justice. I think I said last time as well, justice is only a concept in this country. So at my trial yesterday, they disallowed both of those expert witnesses. Originally, like 6-8 months ago, the judge had said he was going to allow me to use the necessity defense, which is an actual legal defense that the court has to approve you for, and you have to submit to rules to have that. Well, we met all the conditions to have that, but when the attorney submitted all the proof and what they needed, you know, I think they, you know, the prosecutor, whoa, we can't let the jury hear that because then she's going to be found innocent. And we're going to know, you know, why these people are water protectors and why they do what they do. So first the judge said he would allow it. And then he changed his mind after he got the like 8-page a list of all the reasons that I was compelled to do what I did. So yesterday it came down to that the prosecutor said her only witness was going to be Yoakum, the officer that brutalized me, and Perella, the female Megan Perella, who you know isn't you know didn't do anything to hurt me. I have to say that I think she was appalled at what Yoakum was doing to me. So the prosecutor is just going to have Yoakum, and then since they were disallowing the two witnesses that I was going to call, so then it was just going to be me. I'm the only witness. So it was going to be me versus Yoakum again. You know, nobody to speak on behalf of me for me. So, you know, in the paperwork that the lawyer had to fill out, we had to say what my motive was. I had to define what my motive was. And, you know, I consider myself a spiritual person. I believe in a higher power. I believe in the creator. I believe that we are responsible for creation, all of it, everything. And since we don't have rights of nature like we do for corporations, you know, it's up to us to be the guardian and the caretaker and be good stewards for Mother Earth and the water and everything sacred. And so I made that argument and I said, listen, this is, you know, under the Constitution, there is the a clause, freedom of religion clause, that says if I take an action and I'm doing it out of my belief and my faith, and it doesn't matter what you call that faith, you know, every faith, no matter if you call it Christian, Muslim, whatever you call it, all the texts will tell you to protect creation, that's a gift to us that we're responsible to honor. So I, you know, that's what I said. I have the right under the Constitution to have a witness come in who is I did a 22-day fast for climate justice with a minister friend of mine, and he wrote a book called Jesus Would Demand a Green New Deal. And so I wanted to have him come in as a witness to say, yes, she's been an environmentalist for a long time, and this is, you know, these are some of the things that she's done. So what this is, Robert and Haley, this is very, very interesting. I did the research on it. So I present my case why I did it, because you know, my faith and my spiritual belief commands me to do that. I mean, if you're, you know, I grew up in a Christian household as a Lutheran, and, you know, read the Bible cover to cover a couple times, you know, way back then. And from Genesis to Revelation, throughout the entire Bible, it says that we are to protect the environment. So I insisted on that, on being able to present that as as my reason for doing it. Now, after I did all the research on it, what it shows is that, so I make my case and what my belief is and why I was so compelled to do this at the headwaters of the Mississippi River. And so then it falls on the state to try and say, oh, well, she's not, and this is a sincere in her belief. We don't think she's sincere in that belief. And so it's up to them to try and make that case, which good luck, because I've got a good history of showing that that's the case. Well, then when my lawyer looked further into it, as far as Minnesota law, the Minnesota law is even more stern on religious rights and religious freedom. And so she, you know, put in all the case law and everything to show that you cannot make someone a criminal and arrest them for exercising their faith, their belief. So that's what we got going on. And that's a great big new twist to this that neither the prosecutor or the judge thought was coming. I mean, they were prepared, and their, you know, the instructions that they had made up for the jury would have clearly had to come back with a guilty verdict. And then I would have, you know, been sentenced to jail, probation, whatever my punishment would be for my action. So this really threw a monkey wrench into their plan, because they were pretty confident they had me. So this is very exciting, and I'm excited because it will help environmentalists going forward, because, pretty much everyone believes that there's a creator, you know, who made all this, you know, created all this magnificence, and that, yes, we're responsible.
Hey, let me just say this. I'm here with Jill Ferguson, Line 5 water protector. And also I asked the station if I could say this. Badass grandma here giving us a report of what's happening. So we really appreciate you bringing this forward, because, you know, we've been fighting Line 3 for so many years. And then before that, it was Standing Rock. And now we're here again in Wisconsin and Michigan with Line 5. And we really don't want to fall asleep. We want to stay awake.
That's right. Yeah, we have to stay on top of this. And, I think you've seen some of the actions I've done in the last week to try and stop Line 5 and put the pressure on Evers to speak up on it. He's silent. He's still silent. You know, no matter how many times I go there with my bullhorn and say, come on down, Tony. You know, I don't know. I guess he's scared of all women. I don't know what his deal is, but I'm not going to stop calling on him to end the silence is what it, end your silence, Evers, and come out and take a position on this.
Well, Jill/ badass grandma, I get to say that again, give us a call to action on how we can support you and where we can go, and maybe a phone number to the governor's office.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think he might have the links from last week that Cheryl put in, where, because this is also going to be on Zoom. My trial is going to be on Zoom as well, which I was surprised to hear that. So if they can't make it in person, watch in Zoom, so that, you know, the court needs to know, the judge needs to know, the prosecutors need to know that people are paying attention.
So, well, here's a call to action. Haley's got it on the screen here. Call the White House at 202-456-1111. Stopping Line 5. Really, really appreciate this. Any last comments, Jill?
Prayers up, tobacco down, whatever it's going to take to for the judge and the jury to see the light, and to, you know, these prosecutors. I was listening to a Zoom this morning with one of the cases in Aitkin County, and this person has a felony charge, and the prosecutor, Saliva or Salvia or something like that, lied. And, you know, our attorney brought that up, and the judge could see it, and, you know, wasn't giving information that you know, our side needed. They've just really got it rigged against the water protectors and the activists, and that's just wrong. And people need to speak up about that. You need to call Keith Ellison. Let's put that number up if you can find that, Haley, because, you know, that's his field, you know, and this shouldn't be all up to Enbridge paying the sheriff department's $8.6 million to arrest us and get 1,000 of us into the court as criminals.
Exactly. Thank you.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. As the deadline looms, more defendants are turning themselves in to authorities in Georgia in the 2020 election interference case.
Multiple sources telling ABC News former prosecutor, mayor, and Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani will surrender at Fulton County Jail a day before his old boss Donald Trump is expected to do the same on Thursday, both on multiple election interference charges. Giuliani's attorney will finalize his bail package before being booked. The former mayor, along with other Trump co-defendants, insist they were simply using their First Amendment rights to challenge the election.
ABC's Andy Field reporting in our nation's capital. The Fulton County Sheriff's Office says it will release mugshots of those charged in this case every day at 4 p.m. until all the defendants have turned themselves in. Former President Trump skipping the first GOP presidential debate. Eight other candidates will be on stage in Milwaukee, but the four who did not make the debate are attacking the Republican National Committee's requirements. This is ABC News.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have two kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad.
Seven. The Tunji's Palette is a social enterprise business built with purpose and fortified with love. Discover the best peach cobbler in the world at Latunji's Palette, 1400 Park Avenue South in Minneapolis. Visit the website at latunjispalette.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1. U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by NACTI's Four Sisters Farmers Market, which is open every Thursday on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis along the American Indian Cultural Corridor, and that is open from 11 to 3. They also accept cash, card, and EBT.
Right on. Hey, we're here with Bob Blake, and we are here with the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Robert, I just got to first welcome you on here, and the planet's burning up. I mean, it's 100 degrees here. It's a million degrees here, and we have our brothers and sisters in Hawaii. We have things, too much rain in California. And when will people listen, and when will this government really listen?
Right, Robert. I mean, so Maui, the Hawaiian Electric Company, right, is now looking at lawsuits that are being filed against the electric company out there, you know, Robert. And yeah. And so, you know, what this is basically is it's our jet stream that, you know, flows across usually it's supposed to flow across the middle of the country. But Unfortunately, because of heat coming from the ocean now, because heat absorbs a lot of the heat that comes in from, you know, the sun. Right. And so that is now throwing off our jet stream, and it's picking up all this moisture from places like Hawaii, and it's carrying it over into the United States area, and it's dropping down, you know, in these areas. So it's like carrying like big lakes, right? Wow. And that's where we're getting all this flooding from. So when you start seeing all this flooding, that's where that's coming from. And but if, you know, I think you've seen probably, like, we've all seen pictures of like droughts, and you kind of see the cracks in the you know, in kind of like the floor, you know, wherever you're at, and that's that moisture, right, that's being sucked up from the jet stream, and it's carrying across, and it's dumping it into these other areas, and it's flooding them. And unfortunately, this is what happened to Hawaii, and that's happening to Hawaii now. And you know, these, and because of the heat, you know, from global warming, it's causing, you know, the wires and, you know, the transformers to you know, to overheat. And this is why, Robert, we've been talking about for the longest time why distributed energy resources are so important, because they take the pressure off the grid, right?
Yeah.
So if you think of it like a checkerboard, and you think about pieces on the checkerboard, that this is where we're going to produce energy. We're going to produce energy for that particular area, and then that's going to be distributed into these communities. Well, that's going to take pressure off the grid. And, you know, these electric lines and whatnot are not going to have to work so hard. And unfortunately, these things are now catching fire, and you have big fires now, like the one that's happening in Hawaii. And of course, this happened in California. It happened in Oregon. We've been, you know, this is just going to be a common, unfortunately, everyone, a common thing now, until our communities and our government officials, you know, wake up to all this and say, okay, we need to start putting distributed energy resources in every community. We need to put solar, renewable energy, batteries. We need to start thinking about the future and it being more resilient and adapting to the ever changing climate. But here's the other thing, Robert, and it's hard to place the blame, right? You know, because everyone, you know, we're listening to scientists that said that, you know, these things were going to be happening within the next 100 years. You know what I mean? Like, this is, you know, and, you know, unfortunately, that's not the case, Robert. These things are happening now. And so, you know, I think some of our smartest people have even, you know, admit that, you know, they've been wrong, and that we have to start now. And so, this is why it's so important now, and why the Inflation Reduction Act and, you know, everything that happened, you know, this last year, you know, is so important because there's a lot of money that the government came down with for communities all across this country to start thinking about mitigate, you know, adaptation strategies and resiliency.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny too, even little weird things like this, because it's so hot, Robert. I mean, I was coming back from Wisconsin this afternoon and there was like two big grass fires. I mean, that's kind of just a little teeny symptom of what's happening in a, on a large scale across Turtle Island.
Well, yeah. In you know, in the thing about it is, you know, I fought fire out in West Missoula, Montana one year with Spirit mm-hmm. Lake Nation. And, you know, I kind of wasn't taking it really seriously until, mm-hmm. until like, I was sleeping in class. And then the guy said, okay, we had seven firefighters like die the night before. And I was like, what? Like, right. What is going on? And they talked about how, like, you know, how fast the fire moves because it sucks up all the oxygen, Robert. Mm-hmm. And it's like you're standing there and you can't breathe. Like, I could see you and I could look at each other, right? But we can't breathe because the oxygen is being sucked up by the fire. And mm-hmm. so what they teach you to do is they teach you to dig a hole, put your fire shield over you, and basically breathe through the ground. Now, they say that when you get out of there, your lungs are going to be full of dirt, but wow. You're going to live, you know? And so, you know, these are the kinds of things that you know, I think that we need to start thinking about as far as like, how are we going to build in the future? You know, mm-hmm. are we going to build with kind of more resilient and more kind of, you know, materials that are going to be kind of, you know, less fire prone. Right. And how are we going to go ahead and distribute these energy resources? Because, you know, our usage, our need for air conditioning is only going to get greater. And we know that air conditioners, you know, are a big contributor to greenhouse gases. So, you know, these are a lot of things that, you know, I think that we're going to have to start planning. And other states are going to have to start planning legislation like 100% clean energy, like the state of Minnesota just did. They're mm-hmm. going to have to probably think about putting together green banks, just like Minnesota just did. They're going to have to do a lot of this legislation. And I'd really put together tribal energy advisory boards, just like the state of Minnesota just did. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, everyone, but everybody out there that's not, they need to be thinking about this and start preparing now. And I cannot stress how important that is.
Well, just back up a second to what you were talking about when you were training to be a help with a fire. And you had some of these insights. We had, you know, people not with that training jump into the ocean in Hawaii and were there for 5 hours because the fire was raging. We have 850 people that possibly are incinerated and they can't find them. That's over 1,000 people that perished because of maybe poor planning or whatever, but it was global warming, wildfire with tremendous amounts of wind.
Yeah. And I tell people, go outside right now and stick your hand out in front of the sun and let it sit there for a good minute. Okay. Now times that 1,000, that's what it feels like, the fire being blown by you. Any fireman who's listening right now could tell you that that's how hot it is, you know? And so you can't put yourself, you know, near those flames because, you know, it literally will melt the skin off of your body. That's why people were jumping in the ocean. That's why people were jumping in the water to survive. And I'm telling everyone, this is serious stuff. And especially with tribal nations, you know, we talk a lot about tribes, but tribes being out in rural areas, you know, and that us not getting enough water, we're going to have to start thinking about how do we recycle the forest a lot sooner and quicker, because they're going to become tinder boxes. And you see this problem currently happening in Canada right now, Robert. Right. And so that's why this is really, really important. And I stress the tribes right now, you're not on any little island. You're with the rest of us. This is going to be happening, and we have to start taking the stuff very seriously and start going towards renewable energy, training our community members to be electricians, linemen, you know, because people will die in this heat, you know, and that's the scary thing. Right. And so those are, and that's just many of the little things that we're going to have to do.
Well, it's amazing too. I don't know if this is accurate or not, but when it's cold, we have wind coming from Canada, and it's smoky, and the weather air is bad. When it's hot, it's so hot, and we don't have the bad air, so to speak. But it's hard to breathe because it's so hot.
Yeah, and those are the other things too. Like we're gonna just have these serious extremes. And we also know too, Robert, that in a warming planet, that a planet is going to cook up different viruses. So think of our planet being an oven, and it cooking up different types of microbes in that, you know, get into the food chain supply. So this is, you know, this is what COVID-19 was about. You know what I mean? And so these type of things that are happening currently and are being cooked up, you know, in the planet are going to be out into, you know, the area. And that's why, you know, we need to start, you know, reducing our greenhouse gas emissions. We have the technology now to transition away from fossil fuels. Right. And that's why this is so important for us to go to solar, to go to electric vehicles, storage. And so, you know, we need to do this now because if we don't, and we continue down this path, Robert, we know that this is just, we're just committing eco-suicide.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, maybe next segment we can talk about this a little bit, but I know a few years ago, Robert, they put water on the stock exchange, and then we had people here coming to our lakes from all over Turtle Island and trying to suck water out, whether for whatever reason, because they don't have water in their states.
Yeah. Yeah,
so this let's talk a little bit about that too when we come back. Hey, we're here with Robert Blake, Solar Bear with the Solar News, and we're talking about what's happening here in the climate, and also, you know, we have call to action. Let's go solar. Let's get it going here. We'll be right back after this short break. Haley,
stay with us. Be a vaccinative. It's time to come together and talk about the urgent need to stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations to protect our heritage, our loved ones, and our future. Throughout history, we have always faced challenges, and today we must protect our culture and loved ones. This is our opportunity to ensure that our tribal gatherings once again resound with joy and celebration, where the echoes of our ancestors guide our steps. It's a chance to care for our elders, cherishing their wisdom and stories for generations to come. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Let us unite, resilient as ever, and show the world the strength of the Native American community. Together, we shape a future where our traditions thrive, our children learn from our ancestors, and our people flourish once more. So be a vaccinative and learn more about staying up to date with your COVID vaccinations at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
You work hard for every cent you make. You have bills and you have goals. Choose a bank that's going to support you along the way. That's Fair Financial Banking. No overdraft fees, no minimum balance. No credit score required. Call 651-262-2173 to talk to a Fair Financial enroller to open your account today. Keep more of your money. That's fair. Fairfinancial.org. Fair is a program of Prepare Plus Prosper, a nonprofit organization, and is not a bank. Banking services are provided by Sunrise Banks N.A., member FDIC.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How? Hey, I'm here with Bob Blake, the solar bear with the solar news here. And we're, you know, we just howled, Bob. And I'm thinking, how are our relatives, our ones with hooves and tails and wings, how are they dealing with this catastrophe going on around Turtle Island? Not just to mention really the hot weather here in Minnesota and the upper Midwest and all over Turtle Island, but just like the fires and the water. And I mean, my goodness.
Yeah. You know, Robert, unfortunately, you know, species, declining, you know, at an alarming rate due to climate change is just so, you know, fast right now. I think they said 42,100 species are at risk of extinction due to climate change. And then I think that when we think about that, we think about, like, you know, like you said, the animals and our four-legged brothers and winged, you know, sisters, and, you know, and but like the plants and the trees, you know, that they're also going extinct too. Because, you know, obviously because of the drought conditions, and, you know, this is something, everyone, that we have to act on, like, you know, and Robert, we've been talking about this. I want to say since the beginning we started the show, yeah, we've been talking about all this happening. And, you know, unfortunately, even I thought that, you know, we had more time than is currently being presented to us. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, it's really amazing that this is happening, and it's happening quick, like you said, because we were maybe 50 or you said 100 years ahead of schedule now with the climate change. I mean, remember just a week ago what was happening in Alaska, too. They had glaciers melting at a record rate, and they were having tremendous amounts of water and river action happening, just pulling out of houses. And you know, it's just not here, it's everywhere.
No, there's nowhere to, I'm sorry people, but there's nowhere to run or hide from this. This is gonna happen. And when you look at the United States Army, you know, and Robert, for the last 10 years, they have been preparing for this. They have been creating microgrids on their bases. They have been fortifying them, you know, to deal with climate change. You know, it really makes you think to yourself, like, you know, what do those guys know that we don't know? You know, and when we were talking about, you know, like, you know, our water resources, you know, and people were, you know, giving, you know, the water protectors and, you know, people like Winona, you know, a hard time about, you know, wanting to protect the water, you know, just think about that. Like, I mean, you know, these water sources and aquifers are, you know, diminishing right in front of our eyes. I want to give you a quick couple of statistics here. You know, the Colorado River supports, right, 1.4 trillion of the U.S. economy, you know, 16 million jobs over on the western side of the United States, and 30 tribal nations. I mean, 40 million people. It's ridiculous, Robert. And this thing is depleting at an alarming rate right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard one. We have a lot of, usually when you're on, Bob, and we really always appreciate you coming on, we talk about some positive things happening all around Turtle Island with renewables. But now we talk today, and it's almost putting your finger on a dike with a little hole and trying to stop things. It's It's tremendous because, I mean, you know, we're in a drought. I drive by the Mississippi River and it's way, way down, you know, not to mention lakes, but that's that water goes through a lot of different states and before it hits the ocean. And that's got to affect them, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And what they're saying now, Robert, too, is that, like, you know, our snowpack, like the, you know, kind of like how we kind of replenish all of the like water in our like ground source, you know, you know, for the trees, right? And for all the, you know, for all the, you know, vegetation that we have, it currently is only going to get worse. So, so meaning that, you know, we're going to have problems in the future with our food supply, you know, and the Midwest is the breadbasket of the world. And so if, you know, imagine if we can't, you know, feed people now, we're going to have some big problems. So people always tell me, oh, wow, Bob, you know, it's the heat and everything. That's, you know, all that. I said, no. It's going to be the food supply first. You know, that's what we have to worry about right there. So things like, you know, putting solar, you know, along with our, with our, you know, with our farm systems, you know, we talk about agrivoltaics, you know, these are smart ways that we have to start doing this. And I just want to say that, you know, I got a friend over in Europe and he called me up one time. And this is, you know, he's paying for this call, international call to me, Robert, but he was so excited because the EU green lighted like 13, like, you know, gigawatts of like agrivoltaics across Europe. So, you know, meaning that, you know, they realize that if they can't grow food for their people, they're going to have problems. So they're building out this infrastructure of agrivoltaics so they can protect their crops. And I think this is just really smart policy and one that I think the United States, and obviously I think the state of Minnesota is also going to be looking into and doing themselves.
Yeah, we got a, this is not normal. And I think, it's been unnormal for a long, long time. And, it's a little frightening and it's a wake up call. If you're watching any of the news or reading the papers, what's happening around Turtle Island, but also step outside. If you're here in Minnesota where it's 100 degrees right now at, you know, 4 minutes to 6 in the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, people really need to think about, you know, please stay cool, hydrate, you know, try to, you know, limit your trips, stay out of the sun, you know, you know, let's be conscientious of supporting candidates that are climate champions that are going to take climate change seriously and put that at the top of their agenda, because everything about the environment is going to affect every part of city government, state government, and of course federal government. So please, everyone, please vote for those climate champions that are running on behalf of the environment.
Absolutely. Hey Bob, we don't do this a lot and we're winding down here. Shout out your websites and Facebook, and so people can check on all the great work you're doing. You know, we feel privileged to have you on here because you've become a national spokesperson and speaker all over Turtle Island. And it's great to have you on and really talk turkey about, you know, positive solutions to what's happening. And today it's just a kind of a little bummer because it seems like everything's coming to a head. But could you do that for us, Bob?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone, www.solarbear.earth. www.nativesun.org. Check out both those websites, and electricnation.info is the electric vehicle charging network, intertribal charging network website. And that's the solar news with the Solar Bear.
Thank you so much, Robert Blake, Pinigigi. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. From Chief Plenticoops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office, and vote. Vote, vote, vote. We're still...
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes.